So how about it? Dick said to Perry. We'll sell the wagon, find a job, save our dough, and see what happens. As though Perry couldn't predict precisely what would happen. Suppose they got 200 or 300 for the old Chevrolet. Dick, if he knew Dick, and he did, now he did, would spend it right away on vodka and women. While Perry sang, Otto sketched him in a sketchbook. It was a passable likeness, and the artist perceived one not very obvious aspect of the sitter's countenance. Its mischief, an amused, babyish malice that suggested some unkind cupid aiming envenomed arrows. He was naked to the waist. Perry was ashamed to take off his trousers, ashamed to wear swimming trunks, for he was afraid that the sight of his injured legs would disgust people. And so, despite his underwater reveries, all the talk about skin diving, he hadn't once gone into the water. Otto reproduced a number of the tattoos ornamenting the subject's over-muscled chest, arms, and small and calloused but girlish hands. The sketchbook, which Otto gave Perry as a parting gift, contained several drawings of Dick. Nude studies. Otto shut his sketchbook. Perry put down his guitar, and the cowboy raised anchor, started the engine. It was time to go. They were 10 miles out, and the water was darkening. Perry urged Dick to fish. "We may never have another chance," he said. "Chance? To catch a big one." "Jesus, I've got the bastard kind," Dick said. "I'm sick." Dick often had headaches of migraine intensity. The bastard kind. He thought they were the result of his automobile accident. "Please, baby, let's be very, very quiet." Moments later, Dick had forgotten his pain. He was on his feet, shouting with excitement. Otto and the cowboy were shouting, too. Perry had hooked a big one. 10 feet of soaring, plunging sailfish. It leaped, arched like a rainbow, dived, sank deep, tugged the line taut, rose, flew, fell, rose. An hour passed, and part of another, before the sweat-soaked sportsman reeled it in. There is an old man with an ancient wooden box camera who hangs around the harbor in Acapulco, and when the Estrellita docked, Otto commissioned him to do 6 portraits of Perry posed beside his catch. Technically, the old man's work turned out badly. Brown and streaked. Still, they were remarkable photographs, and what made them so was Perry's expression, his look of unflawed fulfillment, of beatitude, as though at last, and as in one of his dreams, a tall yellow bird had hauled him to heaven.